Artificial intelligence is providing a new world that was once only imagined in science fiction movies. Today, it's part of our everyday lives. There's still only a handful of people in control, though, and the question is, who are they and what kind of ethics are involved? Melanie Scott has this story.
Artificial intelligence is fast becoming a part of our everyday lives. It consists of computers that are programmed to mimic human behaviour, using extensive data from past examples of similar behaviour. I asked Dr. Katrina Wallace, Executive Director of Gradient Institute, who specialises in responsible AI, what is it good for?
So at the moment, AI is very good for improving efficiency, better analytics, better decision-making, and also robotics now used in medicine to conduct operations is also something that we're seeing come to the fore.
AI has become increasingly more powerful in being able to process data and algorithms, bringing it to the forefront of technology.
Between the 1950s and today, so 70 years, we have 1 trillion times the power to process these data and algorithms, means now is a time that AI is going to progress and really be the foundational component in all types of technologies.
But what does this kind of advanced technology mean for the human race? Dr. Wallace describes the new world as the metaverse, which comprises as everything in our existing physical world, only in a virtual setting.
The metaverse is made from all types of advanced technology, virtual reality, augmented reality, mixed realities, Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, potentially 5G, and a bunch of other technologies. And the metaverse is a replica of our existing worlds and things we do in our existing world, in the physical world, but in a virtual world. And this is one of the first big movements around Web 3.0.
One of the big questions about artificial intelligence is about where and how things can go wrong. Dr. Wallace explains.
We, the AI philosophers and thinkers, feel that most of it will go very well, but then there is definitely a dark side to AI. And the dark side really comes from the lack of regulation or governance in this field, because the development of AI is 5 years ahead of anything that government can catch up with. And the companies leading AI are, of course, the big tech giants, who, as we know, have had questionable ethics in the past and whose business models are very much tied to profitability rather than necessarily to the good of all humans.
So if the good of all humans is not always at the forefront of AI, do we know who is controlling it and should we be concerned?
Big AI countries are China, India, America would be the 3 major countries that are controlling AI. And then within that, we have the big tech giants. So this would be Meta or previously Facebook, companies like Amazon, Microsoft, even Twitter. A number of these large companies that are using AI are really controlling the world.
Of the 5 big tech companies, including Amazon, Google, Meta, Apple, and Microsoft, all of them are run by men. I asked how these tech companies avoid including negative biases towards females in their data collection processes.
So there are various ways to do that. So one is having a diverse team on the job. So we're not just having a team of, you know, 9 men and 1 woman designing it from the start. So that's one thing. We also have to have boards and executive and management much better educated on AI and bias and fairness than they are.
So who gets to decide what's fair and what's not? Whose voice is it exactly that's being heard?
The decision to determine where the line is, where something is ethical or unethical or fair or not fair, should not be delegated to the data scientists and the engineers. It needs to be management and a diverse group of management who are deciding this is the line where women are included or women are not included or minorities are well addressed or they're not. And so that's a whole piece of science. And then beyond science, it's human decision-making that needs to be done.
A number of ethics guidelines have been released in recent years. However, what is the level of understanding of ethics in AI and just how much of it gets implemented?
There is very low level of understanding of ethics, well, I think generally in business, Melanie, let alone in AI, but that's our job, is to make that widely available so that people are trained in ethics as well as the technology.
While AI provides efficiency and productiveness, one thing still remains uncertain.
The concern is just when it goes wrong, it could be very, very damaging.
Dr. Katrina Wallace, ending that report by Melanie Scott.